Good morning, this is Jeremy Deeds at Planning for Life, Life and Financial Planning Consultants in Helmsley, North Yorkshire. This is my market perspective for Monday the 28th of June 2010. Last week saw mixed returns on world markets. Generally in Asia and the Far East, markets are reasonably stable, although Japan saw falls of nearly 3%. In Europe and the US, things weren't so good. France and UK saw falls of nearly 4%, and the US was down around 3% over the week. As you probably recall, Monday started quite well after the Chinese currency moves and the partial removal of the US dollar peg. That gave markets a big boost, but after that it tended to go downhill, and that was really for three reasons. First of all, there was disappointing data from the US, particularly retail sales, which were down, and that spooked the markets a bit. There were renewed worries about sovereign debt and the ability of the European countries in particular to repay their debts. And finally, there were a number of comments from central bankers, all indicating that their outlook for growth remained quite restricted for the foreseeable future. Markets were also in what was termed vigil mode for the G20 and G8 summits at the weekend. But really the message that's sort of coming across now is that austerity is a strategy that governments are going to be adopting to get themselves out of the mess that they are in. And even President Obama at the G8 meeting indicated that he was happy for this to take precedence in spite of earlier wanting to see growth stimulus as being the main strategy. I think one of the main reasons why countries are going down this route is all to do with confidence, particularly trying to preserve confidence in the ability of governments to repay their sovereign debt, as well as some form of confidence in the medium to longer term outlooks for the economy. We saw this strategy put to work in the UK on Tuesday when the government announced its budget plans for the forthcoming year. And we saw significantly larger spending cuts planned than had been expected. Most commentators saw this actually as a good start, and the general consensus was that it certainly helped to protect the UK's AAA sovereign debt rating. But I think everyone feels that it's a good start, but it's certainly not enough. And we can expect to see more cuts in the autumn spending round, and we can probably see more tax rises coming through in the 2011 budget. So, in summary, it was the usual culprits last week: worry about the viability of world growth and Europe's sovereign debt problems. The week coming up could be quite interesting. There's quite a lot of data due for publication this week. In Japan in particular, we're going to see the latest quarterly Tankan survey, which is a survey of confidence. We're going to get from Japan latest industrial production and unemployment data, along with household spending and retail sales. In Europe, we get money supply, business and consumer sentiment, retail price indexes, manufacturing purchasing managers index, and unemployment for the EU region. And in the US, we get latest unemployment figures on Friday, which obviously is the key figure that markets will be looking to this week. For myself, it's a busy week this weekend. I'm not much in the office. Today, Monday, we're taking Alex to his new school for the new joiners luncheon tour. Tomorrow, Tuesday, I fly down to Bournemouth for an annual review meeting with clients in Bournemouth. Wednesday and Thursday are also annual review meetings. Friday is free. It's also the end of term. Then we're all off to Barcelona for a week. And so that's it from me, and look forward to speaking to you again next week. But before I go, here's a small print. Planning for Life is authorised and regulated by the Financial Services Authority. Nothing in this commentary should be taken as advice. You should not act on this commentary without taking